In a world of magic and monsters, two adventurers must strike out into the heart of darkness and face against challenges beyond a mortal imagination.
I require some pants.
I literally felt my pride leave my body.
Between the poison fruit and the poison children,
I need you to...
Frankly, I would like to press on and leave this place.
Comes out and smacks his face down with Kobe Bryant blocking his shot.
Oh, that's not very becoming of my faith.
Take that, you little fucking twerp!
And you might need this, and gives you hand your bucket. You might want to hand it to him in about 5, 4, 3.
Are they small?
Two,
because we're very.
One!
Close enough.
This is Jesus Rodriguez from the Fanable.com role playing podcast, where today we're going to be playing Pathfinder, starting from my right character, etc.
Everybody, this is Dave. I'm going to be playing Bo, the third brother of the Forest Path.
This is Jim. I'm going to be playing Troxel Galt of Galt, the half-elf paladin of Galt.
Okay. Today's game is going to be, Pathfinder is going to be taking place in an area called the Mugwani Expanse, sort of like a heavily jungled area, fully unexplored. And Jim, could you tell me what your character is doing in Mugwani Expanse?
He's been exiled. He was sent away from Galt. The one survivor, the rest executed. And he arrived into the port city and rode out in search of the monastery with a Sherpa who failed to point out that the local flora was vastly different from where he was from. And he contracted a toxin and was left for dead. So he's awoken in the monastery, I assume.
Okay. Your eyes float up and you see yourself in what feels like a very comfortable, soft bed. But around left to left for you, what you thought originally is just plain wood, but seems more like type of bamboo. And as you sit up, you look out the window, you see something go. You look further outside, and you swear it's people jumping to and fro from rope bridges and across the treetops.
I must be dreaming still.
Okay. You hear a knock on your door.
What? I can't get the sound out of my head. What? Who is it?
Swing the door open. Are you awake?
I don't know the answer to that question.
I open the door, and it's a somewhat short, slender-built man with a shaven head and symmetrical design tattoos all over his body, wearing simple cloth sack robes, and he's holding a small bowl of what looks like a kind of soup or stew. You don't know whether or not it looks suspiciously like one of the plants that you walked by that could have poisoned you, but you're not positive. Roots and vegetables and things. We thought it, if you're awake, it might be time for you to try to regain your strength. And he holds up the stew and puts it down on the table next to the cot.
You see an above average in size, half-elf, facial hair even, pretty ripped, but pale, sickly, dilated pupils, and just completely soaked in sweat. Long hair, like a silvery yellow-white hair and gray eyes.
This must be very disorienting.
He grabs the bowl immediately and just starts gulping it down.
He bows his head for a second, looking at the ground.
What in the name of Iomadei is this filth?
That's Yushi. It's a root vegetable.
You call this food?
It's meant to harness your energy.
Ugh, bring me the loin of a Gorath.
We are fresh out of Gorath?
Well, whatever you have that's similar, I don't know. The tail of a Niroth.
Niroth.
Slightly right. Grilled, if you will.
He looks around.
I must regain my strength. Ow!
He looks nervously out the door and then around again. We generally
Oh, if only I was back at the High Council.
Right.
What have I done?
Now that you've eaten...
What have I done, man?
You spat out the soup.
Right.
If you're interested, our elder...
Your elder. Look, I'm in... I remember now. I was in search of a monastery.
The ninth brother... would like to see.
The ninth brother. That doesn't ring a bell.
He guides us.
Don't you understand? All my brothers are dead. They put them to sword. Every single bloody last one of them.
The brother would very much like to speak with you. We found you and took you here. Do you know where you are?
Where is my stuff?
When we found you, it seemed that you had been searched.
Searched.
You didn't have any of the provisions a man traveling through the forest floor would have.
Excuse me just for 1 minute.
Your body is recentering. This is normal.
I must pray to Yumaday.
He gets down on his knees, mm-hmm. puts his head to the ground, mm-hmm. turns around.
He gives you a couple of minutes as he walks backwards out of the door.
Ashilamula.
You see him outside the window talking. I don't know. He just put his head on the ground. He spat the soup out. I don't know. I didn't cook it. No. Well, I'm not going to tell you that. No. No, not you. You, the cook. No, the cook who's... Never mind. Brother you is going to be very upset.
Ashilamula.
Right. Come back in once the chant is mostly subsided.
I'm really not dreaming, am I?
No, absolutely not. Well, beyond the concept,
who's in charge of this?
That all take the life me. Is a dream, and that
take
we,
me to this ninth
as
brother.
Spiritual wanderers will one day awaken, and then oh, you want to see the brother? Fantastic, wonderful. Elder Tuan Singh is his name. Elder Singh is fine. Please follow me. Follow me.
I require some pants.
Of course. And he gives you the same kind of sack and cloth robe with a yarn tie.
Good enough.
Great. Fantastic. Let's go.
I'm coming.
I need you to give me a... Classic.
All right.
As soon as you step outside, you
know. It looks like Tyrellian fruit.
You notice that all of the huts are connected by swaying rope bridges. I need you to give me an acrobatics check.
Oh, come on. Yeah. All right.
Difficulty 12.
I have no.
But because skill. I'm saying you spit out the soup, it's going to be a -2.
Okay. And I don't have any bonuses.
Yeah, no bonuses.
Right. So, I guess it's just my dexterity then, right?
Just your dexterity.
So, I gotta beat a 9. Nope.
What'd you get?
7.
7? You pretty much almost fall out by your cough by Bo's hand. Although he does spit up on you.
You are unwell.
We are very high up.
Well, yes, naturally.
Naturally, yes. Naturally.
Otherwise, the Kotaki bugs would... Never mind. Please, let's go a different path. And I lead him around the more sturdy path. And you see on the bark that wraps around the trees, it's very much like an Ewok kind of feel. But it looks like there's small drawings, only about waist high to a man. And you realize, slowly... that I'm taking you along the same route that children are taken. This is much more sturdy. It'll be more preferable to
you
bunny slopes, if you will.
You notice exactly. You notice children, some of them older than 10, just leaping back and forth, having fun, wondering what this strange being is doing walking under a path. Some of them giggling.
What's your name again, Jim?
Bloody heathens.
Troxel.
Right. This is the hut, Mr. Troxel. Pay no attention to the younger members. They are simply excited to see an outsider. It's been a very long time.
They say that you're heavy, small child, about 6. Are all outsiders heavy? Can you do this? And he does a backflip 3 times.
Decidedly not.
Our guest would not like to boast as we are gracious hosts. He is a gracious guest.
I meant no disrespect. I apologize.
None taken. But please, back to your trainings.
Of course. And as soon as you turn around, he goes like, he does another backflip and smiles and walks away.
This is the monastery, isn't it?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yes, I read the scroll work on my voyage. Oh, yes, this is going to be a lot of work.
Well, welcome to the Monastery of the Forest Path.
The Forest Path. Yes, that's right. The Inheritor shall do good work here.
Sure. I respect your beliefs. Didn't mean to interrupt.
As soon as you step in, you go into extremely... Now, you've been to many... not saying much. The church, the main fortress for the paladins of your order, they're supposed to live humble lives, but all the paladins, at least for your specific order, that's one of the reasons you went against them, had quite a bit of finery that doesn't suit the life of a paladin. This hut is effectively a sheet on the ground, a place to poop, and basically nothing else. It's just a place to sit and meditate. And in front of you, you see an elderly gentleman, even shorter than Bo. Could be almost barely hits 5 feet. And he's old and wrinkly, and his long beard always to where his navel is. Bald head. And he just sits there and meditating. But he senses a sort of power around him. But you can't tell what exactly.
Well, I would say you've sent me to the latrine. Which is good, because I really have to go.
Bo smiles and stifles a laugh at that.
But there is important business to be done.
Master Tuan Singh, the visitor is here to see you.
Who are you talking Science. To? This one here?
Yes, this is elder brother, Tuan Singh.
He's asleep.
He's deep in meditation.
No. He's very much asleep.
It could be a test.
Oh. You do those things, don't you? He's having a dream.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Wait. Oh, Russ. Yes.
Elder brother Tuan Singh, this is...
Troxel of Galt.
Troxel.
Oh, yes. The one we found in the forests.
Yes. Yes. He realizes that he's been pretty rude. And gets down on one knee. I made a mistake. And I think that I have you to thank for bringing me here. The toxins in my body were strong.
Mm-hmm. And from the look of it, you have not finished clearing it from your system. Did he not drink the soup?
He has been through a lot. I think that his palate is sensitive.
He spit it out.
I look down at my soiled robes. Perhaps.
You need to drink the soup, otherwise you will not get better. But either way, since you are here,
he stands up. And he looks old, but he moves around like he's in his 20s.
So, is there a reason you are traveling the Mongwane? You are ill-suited for it.
I suppose that's true. As any man or near man has several reasons for where they are, yes, I do have a reason for being here, I suppose, which is that I'm not wanted where I'm from.
A man displaced.
A man displaced, indeed. I have come here...
You're a little old for our training, but we can accommodate. Now, he brings out some robes. These are the training robes.
I'm sorry, not to create any misunderstanding. I haven't come here for training.
Oh.
Though I have come here to learn and observe. But not to train. No, I am very much a devout
worshipper of Ilmadei, the Inheritor.
Ah, yes, I believe I've heard of your god.
Goddess,
I apologize. No, we are, you may observe, but we are devout followers of Levon, god of the Silent Star.
Yes. Maybe I've heard. I don't know. Have I heard of this religion?
Do you have knowledge religions?
I do, yeah.
Then roll it. Difficult, I'm going to say difficulty 10.
Okay.
You need a d10. I give you one right there.
I have a, this is a 20.
I mean, d20, sorry.
Yeah, I have a plus 4 on that, too.
Okay.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Cool. The god specifically is a god of meditation, god of discovering your inner strength. His god is pretty much the best example of, what's those guys that always go in front of stages and tell you how you can better yourself?
Self-help.
A
motivational speaker. Tony Robbins.
He's basically a motivational speaker god.
Ah.
So like self-improvement and proving yourself through training and hard work and stuff like that.
Hmm. Yes, I have heard of your god.
Yes.
Though I have heard of many gods, and I have chosen the one true goddess.
True to you, yes.
The inheritor.
Of what?
Of all things.
Of course.
Oh, that keeps it simple, doesn't it, brother?
Yes, it does.
I served a small order called the Shield.
Mm-hmm.
The Inheritor's Shield. And they were in pursuit of the truth, the purity of all that she stands for, justice and the like. And unfortunately, the elders saw it differently. So now I am here. That's neither here nor there. Yes, I have come here to observe and to be among those of the cloth, but not to be with them, only to be among, if you will have me.
We will allow you as a guest.
Would you permit me to share my knowledge of my faith among your followers?
Tuong Sing slowly looks at you.
Speaking as a third brother, relatively young, I would say that the interest in the outside world would peak and possibly become dangerous if we had an outsider who did not explain the ways of those who are not within the forest path. That being said, it is important to recognize, he rolls his eyes up as if he's trying to remember something, that words from followers of distant lands must reach the ears of the disciples within the monastery as a whisper does on the evening's wind. And the knots that he's very happy with.
The other looks at him like, does nods his head. Hopefully that explains everything. Now, moving on.
Bo just gives Troxel this giant grin and nods his head.
Nailed it!
Smiles and nods,
okay.
Remembering his diplomatic skills.
Very good, then we're in agreement, it sounds like.
Okay. Moving on. Sense motive.
Both of us
know for him.
Okay.
Difficulty 12.
I have that.
No, he's in the monks are more truthful. I'm going to say just difficulty 12 for this guy.
Okay.
He's not much of a liar.
Heck is my sense motive?
It's near the bottom there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Plus 6. Yes. 12.
Perfect. You can tell that he's trying to avoid the subject. Now, oh, yes. You had another individual with you as well. Yes?
I hired a Sherpa from the port city of...
Mm-hmm.
Tiron. And I assume he is here with me, but I am not certain, for after I ingested that Torellian fruit, I don't really remember anything.
When you were discovered, we found You seem to be lacking essential items as well as a trail. We followed it as far as we could.
What do you mean, lacking essential items?
You had no food.
No food.
Items?
No items to survive in the jungle?
The bugs.
I was fully supplied.
Well, you had nothing.
I spent some of the last of my gold in the city.
I can only assume
nothing?
I can only assume that one that you were with assumed you had died and took it for himself.
Did I have anything on my person? Was I as naked as the...
You had your armor and your weapon.
That's unfortunate.
We followed the trail. If you wish to pursue him...
I trusted him.
Wait, was... Was it Sunny?
No, that is not the name he went by.
Did Annie give you a rich description of what he looked like?
That's exactly what he looked like.
There is one who claims he knows the location of us. He leads many a poor, stupid fool down the wrong path.
Heavy armor? A heavy sword? In this heat?
Yes.
Left him with nothing.
Well, have you not pilgrims? How do they find it?
Pilgrims?
They climb up. Yeah. Where else would they go?
We are not an order that desires pilgrims to come pray. If you wish to join the... All those who worship are here, studying. Or in similar monasteries in other areas.
You are deeply, deeply invested in your god, are you not?
Of course.
You never leave this place?
Well, we leave on occasion, but we have no... The point is to master ourselves.
Indeed. I mean, if I may, elder brother, but... Mm-hmm. Only under dire circumstances do we have individuals leave the monastery. The monastery is vast. As vast as the canopy itself. We take what light we want from the top of the trees, and we get what fruit and vegetables we need from the roots of them themselves.
Intriguing. Primitive, but intriguing. This Sherpa, what did you call him? He went by a different name.
We called him Sunny.
Sunny?
Sunny.
Sunny. Hmm. He has my things.
Yes, he does.
He must be found. Mm. He must be put to the sword. Mm. Justice must be served.
Put to the sword.
He most likely thought you were dead. The plant that you ingested for some odd reason causes paralysis like death. Simple as that.
Did he tell you to ingest this plant?
No, he did not. It was an error I made on my own. However, to leave a man for death and to take his items, it seems to me barbaric.
Your armor was very heavy.
And understand that this is the jungle. Carrying a dead body is a danger, especially in these forests.
I admit I did wrong, but still, some justice must be served.
Well, it's obvious I cannot stop you, but I just must ask you to think about your actions. And then you don't see him signaling or anything, but someone just steps in and bows. A taller gentleman, balding head, steps in. My brother over here will lead you back to your hut, where you will drink the soup to get better, if you wish.
Very well.
Okay. Beau, if you could speak for a second,
please. Of course. Okay. I will see you again, traveler. Troxel.
Troxel, yes. Troxel. And your name again, good sir.
Beau. Beau, third brother of the forest path.
Beau, the third brother. How many brothers are there?
1,476.
Oh. Right.
13,476. Stops for a second. 100. Math is not my strong
point. So who's leaving?
You're leaving.
Oh, okay. Fine. Ta-ta.
Okay. As soon as he leaves, Tuan Singh looks at you. He goes back to his sitting position. Mm-hmm. Beau, I once taught you a lesson that the strange Kainé fly can sense danger coming, even without any of his senses.
Yes.
Sometimes it affects us as well. That man is trouble. I sense it within me.
Westerner showing up, northerner showing up, far from his land.
Yes.
Armed, heavy armor, a sword. Speaking about religion, sounds lost.
His armor, his faith gives him strength, but it makes him stubborn. I think he needs some guidance. And isn't it time for your training of others in the path?
We were supposed to go last month. Yes. But I got sick.
I told you not to drink the item. But, no. I mean, he was 5 and you took the bet anyway.
I didn't know that he had such fortitude for his age. Regardless, if you wish me to lead the foreigner away, back to the town, and then return, of course.
If you must help him on his path, then return to the town with him. And then you may be free to return if you wish.
Well, I want to at least ensure that he regains his items without bloodshed. He seems set on it. I think that's how they work.
True enough. Your good heart does you well.
Sure. Also, the children are excelling at the jumping rituals to such a degree that it is, honestly, though I have no ego, embarrassing. I simply cannot jump as high, so I might as well fall. With your leave, brother. And he bows.
He bows as well.
And he goes back to...
Actually, as soon as you step out, you hear...
The entire thing was sleepwalking. I go back to Troxel's hut.
Oh my. Oh, in the name of the inheritor. This is terrible.
It's actually some of the best that we have. Oh. It hasn't been aged as well as it could have been, but we weren't prepared and we didn't know what to feed you, so we fed you something as easy on the stomach as possible.
I am starting to feel better, that's true.
Great.
I'm feeling more clarity in my head. Oh. Yes, I can see clearly. Yes. In the name of the inheritor, I think I have more clarity than I've had in a long time.
The air does that too.
Yes. My friend, tell me, may I stay at this place?
You may, as long as you need to regain your strength. However, the elder brother has requested that I accompany you back to town, and I assist you in local customs to regain your items.
Hmm. I suppose it would be prudent to regain my possessions. But we shall return here.
That's fine. I would have it no other way. Well, for myself, you are free to go wherever you wish.
Very well. Well, we shall require a few more men, don't you think?
No.
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 The path is dangerous.
Yes, extremely.
The fruit, in particular, I would stay away from.
Yes. Well, that one in particular.
Well, how soon can we leave then?
As soon as you're ready.
That day.
Bloody hungry. Let's eat.
Of course.
Not really.
The creep.
Let's eat.
All right.
We pause.
And soon.
Let's go.
It is the beginning of the next day. You're getting ready to travel off.
Okay. I'm rolling up a bag of sleeping equipment, camping equipment, and food provisions, but nothing martial or weapon-like. Maybe a sling in case we need to like knock out a bird or something.
Okay.
You come to my room and I'm not there.
Oh.
Or maybe you don't, but you come to my room and I'm not there.
Troxel? It's Bo. You ready to leave? Shrockle? Oh, dear. I go to the, I kind of clap my hands together nervously as I walk around the hut. Okay, he's gone. Stay calm. Where could he
be? You hear the distant sound of ching, quong, which sounds like metal hitting against wood.
Oh, all right. Is that the dinner? What is that?
Bloody!
Go investigate the sound.
You can see out through the window.
Mm-hmm.
Troxel is on one of the rope bridges. Shirtless.
with his long sword, and he's going through fighting exercises with 3 10-year-olds. All with, like, sticks instead of swords. And they're decidedly winning right now.
But he's still... The children actually leaping over him to hit him in the back after he turns around.
Right, no, you can't jump behind your enemy like that. Line up, line up. Now...
Bo mutters to himself, well, of course they're winning. There's 3 of them. Do they not teach them math in the north?
You must follow the way of the inheritor. Hold your sword. No, not like that. Like this. He shows them a grip.
He hands the littlest one his long sword, and he takes the stick. Now, hit me.
Okay.
ow.
Okay, I'm going to... Actually, I just need to try.
Yeah, why not?
I just need to try. Yeah, I'm going to say he has a... He's a 5-year-old boy. Let's be honest here. So I'm going to say 3 plus whatever this is, if it hits. Let's see how lucky... 20! That's a...
Alright.
He how much damage does a sword do?
It does 1d6. Unless...
1d6?
Yeah.
But, well, I'm going to say he has no strength orders because he's 5. But 6 damage, full damage from the great sword.
Holy shit!
Right on.
It's from the long sword.
I'm from the long sword.
So 20 is an automatic success or something?
No. He rolled a 17, but it's +3, so it was 20.
Okay.
And what's your AC?
Your
AC is higher than 20.
21.
Isn't it? Oh, then it almost hits you.
Okay.
Are you wearing your armor at the time?
Oh no, you're not.
No, I'm shirtless.
Okay. So you minus your armor and your shield?
What's that?
Did you minus your armor and your shield? Remember, did you minus your armor bonus?
Take away your armor.
Oh, yeah, so it'd just be 10.
Oh, okay. So that hits you.
Yep.
6 damage.
So you're like, hold on, you're just taking, like, no swing at me. He, like, raises up, and then he just stabs you. Runs you
through. I did it! And all the little kids are clapping. Yay!
No, and I come running down the top wire that breaks up one of the bridges. No, stop that, stop that. And I hop down. What is going on?
Elvish curse words.
So I say.
Sounds like, so beautiful.
He told us to, we were playing a game where he's teaching us his clumsy weapon.
Very quick learners your people are. Give me that sword.
Okay.
Pulls it away from the kid.
Okay.
We were just having a...
Are you hurt?
No, I'm fine. I'll be fine.
He's, because you look hurt, he pokes you in the side.
I'm going to just... Maybe I can do something about this?
Can you?
I don't know. I have heal.
Do you want to waste... Oh, actually, you have no choice but to waste it.
What? It's not a... Oh, it's not a special ability.
Skill.
Skill. How many times can you use it a day?
No, it's a skill.
It's just a skill. Skill.
Oh, it's just... Oh, well, that would stop the bleeding, but it doesn't cure you. Like, heal pretty much stops you from people from dying and stuff like that.
Okay, so it's not really... For a flesh wound, it's not really that handy?
No.
I mean, I don't know. I guess...
Elder.
Mm-hmm. Divine Elder.
Troxel, we should go talk to the Elder. And I spin around on the 3 children. And the 3 Guaxi... Peelers for the rest of the day must return to where the food preparation area is and help Chef Yu.
Aww.
If a bee handed you your
stinger, it's all right.
Would you use it?
I put them up to it, Bo. It was my fault.
You told us to help out the guests when you needed it.
I wasn't expecting the longsword to actually strike my skin and cut it open.
Wait, you thought we weren't good enough to hold the sword? I'm sad now.
Your head, all of your heads are at fist level for me. I'm going to take this as a sign for
you. Leap across rope bridges away from you.
I hate to strike children. the elder, he points at the wound. The elder will be able to take care of that.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just a flesh wound. I've had worse.
That blood looks kind of dark.
It's fine, really.
I'll be fine. Well, we need to go talk to him anyways to give your thanks and then my thanks and then we leave.
Very well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great.
My things were already packed and ready to go.
Do you want something to clean the sword off with?
I'm good. Thank you.
No problem. Hey, great.
Great.
Great. We're working together, you know, to understand one another.
Mm-hmm.
Just perhaps next time without 10-year-old children.
And he nods. And he marches on to the elder's house.
Yeah. You march off to the front door.
It's got school back.
And you hear...
I literally felt my pride leave my body.
Oh, that's a bad, bad omen.
And you hear from the front door.
Yes, I know all the pressure points.
What? Yes.
Brother, it is I, Bo, and the guest.
Oh, yes. Come in, please.
Swing the door open.
There he is, still on his knees in the shack.
With my back towards Troxel, I kind of make a motion with my finger where Troxel got on my body, where Troxel got stabbed, mm-hmm. and then I make a kind of face motion like.
To the elder, or to
the elder, yeah.
Okay, it's like he got stabbed. The elder looks at Troxel. Are you? What did that happen here?
It's a flesh wound. It'll be fine.
Did you fall? Were you attacked?
It's perfectly fine.
It is not fine. This is my home. If a guest of mine is hurt, I must know about it.
I was doing my morning exercises.
And you stabbed yourself with a sword?
To show his dedication and perseverance for the morning sun. Saw it myself.
Give me a deceive roll.
Oh, there's a deceive skill?
There's a deceive. There should be a deceive skill.
Diplomacy?
Mm-hmm. I mean bluff, sorry.
Nope.
I'm Seth Mona for
got a nat one. Furthermore,
okay.
The blade glimpsed in the morning sun, much as the eyes of a dove would, though there are no doves indigenous to this region. It's more of a city area, but
the elder's right in front of your face. You didn't see him move.
What happened?
The elder went right in front of your face. You didn't see him move.
Like stood
one up second, he was right all the way across, and all of a sudden he was in the front.
Got it.
Lies.
Yes,
never happened from us. Only truth will allow us to see what we need to see. That is one of the rules, one of the cornerstones, and you've learned since you were 5.
I'm sorry, brother. I only wished for the guest to retain face.
Understood.
He was stabbed by a 10-year-old.
Actually, I believe he was more like 5.
5.
Look, I'm having a really bad day.
He's very large for his age.
Between the poison fruit and the poison children,
I need you to...
Frankly, I would like to press on and leave this place and find my things.
Give me a... Both of you give me a sense motive. Difficult, I'm going to say... I'm going to roll his...
Sense motive?
Sense motive, yes. I'm going to say... Actually, he doesn't have much.
20.
Nat 20?
No, it's like that's like my 7 killer skill.
All right, yeah. He
I think a 1 is a botch, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah, you barely notice that he's holding a smirk after you told him he was stabbed by a 10-year-old. Yes. Why don't you come closer, please? this may sting. And you see his Mars start to move in a circular motion. But you're almost mesmerized. It seems like light seems to be coming from his whole body. And all of a sudden, his hand is inside your wound. And it comes out just as quickly.
Ow!
There's no pain.
Oh,
you look down at your wound. It's not there anymore. Now, with that out of the way...
Excuse me?
1, 7
What sort of magic do you possess?
Only the magic within us all.
That's the secret.
Very well. Very impressive. I've seen tricks like that before.
Of course.
Of course, my gratitude is to you for healing me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll suffer through our mistakes.
Extremely humbled. Mm-hmm. An herbalist who was poisoned by an herb. A warrior paladin who was schooled by a five-year-old child. And a land-renowned healer who has been healed by a sleeping old curmudgeon. And I've only been here for 18 hours. The gods are playing with me.
I'm convinced. Excuse me, I must pray.
Goes to the southwest and starts chanting some shit.
Start making some tea for everybody.
Still praying.
I'd make some tea for the elder.
Oh, Yamude.
I lean over to the elder.
He could do this for hours, so we should probably dispense with the pleasantries and then
punish him in such a way.
Everything has been taken from me. Everything.
Truxel.
I ask for one day.
Truxel.
Excuse me?
Yes, I would hate to interrupt your prayer to your God, but if it is appropriate, we must run things along. We have, as you can see, we are very busy in the monastery. There's 10 people meditating, looking at a leaf. So, you look outside, just 10 people meditating, just looking at a leaf. Like, as you can see, we are very busy here.
Oh, we're so busy on Saturdays.
Yes.
Very well. So, let's get on with it then.
Okay. So we believe we know which direction you are. Sina, the guide, headed you. You could perhaps follow him, get your items back.
And how would you know that?
We tracked it.
You tracked it?
Yes.
I'm going to try to sense mode. I already did it, though, but you asked me to do it. I'm going to do it again.
Okay, go ahead.
10
total? That's enough because he's not trying to hide anything from you. Well, you can tell he's trying to get you the hell out of there, but he's telling the truth.
Okay. So they tracked this guy.
Well, they didn't track him specifically, but they know which direction he headed to.
Okay.
You can get your item. If you can find him, you can find out if he hasn't sold them already. And move on from there.
Very well. You have been very kind to me in the strangest ways. Mm-hmm. Then I shall take my leave.
Before that, it would be a good idea if you did not go by yourself for, well, obvious reasons. So you would need a trustworthy guide.
A trustworthy guide, yes. I believe there is a great need for trustworthy guides in this region.
As such, Bo shall accompany you.
This one?
Yes, that one. It will be part of his training.
Very well. I shall see this as a sign that perhaps a one-on-one would be the best way to learn more of your theology. And perhaps convince you of mine. Ayume! And bless to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Elder, brother. And I will see you within good time.
Within good time.
Right.
Everything has its place, everything has its time, and your time will be later. He looks at you like he says something wise and sits back down. And then you hear...
You are a curious people.
You see him take out a small pad of parchment and scribble that down, and then put it back into his robes. Okay.
Lead me to my steed.
Of course.
Let's go.
You didn't find a horse with him.
Horse? What? What the hell is a steed? Okay. I assume that is the...
Well, this is an alien planet. I mean, there are horses.
Not in here.
Really?
Not in the deep jungle.
I lead you down to the forest floor. It's winding staircase and pathways. I get there and say...
You have the stables on the ground level. Peculiar.
We
make sense. A horse
are
pretty heavy.
Forbidden by Glivan of keeping animals in captivity.
You're joking.
No. How could we possibly sleep and understand ourselves if we impose some sort of jail sentence upon an innocent creature?
You mean you expect us to walk?
With our feet, yes.
With our feet.
There are animals where we are going.
Do you know how heavy plate armor is?
Nope.
It's heavy. It's really, really heavy.
Then you will show me strength on the way.
Ah.
Yep. The sun is high.
Very well.
lead the way. And to my studious friend.
And we walk. I throw the satchel over my back. And we walk.
I sing a very painful religious hymn as we walk.
Okay, I need you to give me
the kind that just really makes people not want to be around.
Like, silent night.
I need you to give me a survival. I'm going to say since you live there, you don't need
it. Okay.
Difficulty 12. And it uses your wisdom modifier, so.
Ooh.
So you should be good, shouldn't you?
Okay,
well, yeah, I'm going to roll 13.
You got to roll 13. Roll 13 then.
Wait.
What?
Sorry, that doesn't make any sense.
Roll your survival.
Right, which is. I get a bonus of 1.
Yeah.
So it's I'm rolling my wisdom plus 1. Yeah.
Yep. So plus 1 plus. So 12 or higher is what you need.
Right. Or, 18.
Yeah, you're good. You think a man in full plate armor would have a hard time in the jungle, but you're good. You're a survivor of no issues. Let me pause with a quick one, David. Okay, I need both of you to give me awareness tests now. Jungle, I mean, God, keep making good things. Perception. What? Give me perception tests. Both of you.
I'm pretty dense.
Difficulty 12.
Unfortunate. Perception?
Yes. What the fuck is that? Right there, under. It's a skill.
Oh, it's a skill.
Fuck. What's the use?
I need a plus 1. 17? 16.
16? Yes. As you're going through a clearing, following the path indicated by the elder, you're. You recognize kobolds.
So early in the season for them.
What's that sound?
Do you have small dog men where you're from?
Small dog men?
Yes, dog men, like
Japanese. Goblins?
Smaller. More smaller annoying.
Than a goblin?
More annoying, more vicious.
Oh, like a halfling after a few pints.
We call them kobolds.
Mm. I've heard of them before.
Well, I...
Thieves and beggars, mostly.
When they are not in large groups.
And heathens.
I believe that they worship different gods.
We shall put them to the sword.
I'm not sure that's necessary. We can avoid them if we go around the other
Avoid path. Them? We must confront evil where it lays.
Let's find out what they're doing first.
Fair enough.
Can you move quietly in that? I'm going to roll stealth. I got a 20.
20, nice. All right, Sorry, I'm just getting used to reading this.
Okay.
All right, so perception plus 4. So 20, right?
Mm-hmm. Is the implication that I'm following you?
He just crouches down, and if you want to follow him, you can. He honestly doesn't know if you can move stealthily in large armor or not.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm going to follow him anyway.
Okay.
I'm an adventurer.
Okay, actually, does the armor give you negatives to stealth?
Okay. If it does, I didn't write it down.
All right. For now, assume -2 to your stealth rolls with armor until we figure out otherwise.
That's fair.
You push things along.
That's okay. Fair. -2.
Yep.
Oh boy. So I rolled a 3.
Damn. They rolled a 21. They got really lucky on that roll. Like all of a sudden you hear.
Sorry, I sort of thing stuck in the under. I really should have gotten the lobster hands. Pull it out of the chain now.
I think they might have heard us. And I turn around.
There's a kobold right in front of you.
Hey there, little guy. We are travelers. And simply passing by this path. And we don't want any sort of misunderstanding.
You notice a nose ring that looks very familiar. Like a certain ring you had on your person.
It looks like the friggin' ring that I had?
Yep.
Alright, I'm gonna intimidate this little fucker.
Push me aside.
What are you gonna say?
I'm gonna say... Do I know you from somewhere? Yes, I believe I do. In fact, I believe I know you so well that what's on your face belongs to me. I'm going to stare him down. I got a plus 8 on intimidate.
What'd you roll?
That's not bad.
5 plus 8, so.
13.
You see. Well, you didn't see the rest, though. So.
Okay.
Alright, you see the kobold just step back from it.
Let's have it, buddy. Come on.
And then you see a hand go on his shoulder, like. And all of a sudden you see 1, 2, 3, 4 popping out of the bushes. 6 kobolds.
Right. Wait, no, it's not a problem. You said you know them, so go talk to them.
I know the thing around his nose. It belongs to me, which means these are the thieves. Listen, all of you dog men of the jungle. In the name of the inheritor, I demand my property returned to me.
And that's when the tea comes back.
They stop, they stare at you, they stare at each other.
They slowly count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
One sec, let me just get this done. It looks like they're debating with each other.
Like, could we take him?
No. Two of them, there's 6 of us.
Yeah, but like he's huge and that one looks dangerous.
Okay. I mean, star attack. Roll initiative, please.
All right. Which is just star dexterity plus some whatever.
Yeah. Did you write down what's your initiative roll?
No, but I don't. I think it's probably just my dexterity bit, right?
Dex bonus. Yep.
Yeah. I don't have any bonuses on the dexterity.
Okay. Yeah, so it's just straight up.
Nice. 14.
17? I'm going to put them in 2 groups, just to simplify things. They go last. So one group of 3 is going to attack, and another group is going to just hang in the back and cry that they tripped on some vines or something like that.
they rehashed the plan halfway towards
it. Maybe we should rethink this.
Okay. Maybe we're like this, or like this! Alright, I need each of you to give me a d10.
Alright, so what's the deal? We're flat-footed because combat just began?
That's what it seems like, yes.
Okay.
Let's forget about flat-footed until we figure that out.
Okay. Because I am not.
Okay. Yeah, because you have combat reflexes, you're not flat-footed.
Monks start with the...
I don't even understand what that is.
Yeah, let's not... Let's
I think that has more to do if you're like... If somebody, like, sucker punches you.
Probably. Let's ignore it for now, and then we'll figure it out.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, let's see how lucky you are. I need... Both of you give me a d10. Tell me who's higher.
I need a d10.
I think David is definitely going to be higher.
You rolling that one?
Yeah. Give me a...
D10? Well, let's see how it rolls, just in case.
Could be a race of nat ones. 8.
Okay, the ones that rolled 18 for initiative attack you first.
Nice.
All 3 of them.
Start hitting the giant tin man with sticks.
All right. Let's see here.
Don't worry. They fight like 5-year-olds from my village.
Let's see. Base attack plus 1. All right. Each one of them is going to try to attack you. What's your defense? Your armor class?
21.
21?
Have fun with that cold.
Well, that's assuming I have my my shield out and my longsword drawn as opposed to my greatsword.
Well, would you have caught out with your weapon out?
No.
No? Okay, which weapon would you grab out first?
If I was to grab a weapon, in this situation I'm grabbing a weapon. I think I grab my longsword.
Longsword?
Okay. Yeah.
And your shield as well?
Yeah.
Okay, then. So, actually, that wouldn't really work. There's not enough of them. So what they're going to try to do is they're all of them combined. They're going to try to grapple you. Now, since there's 3 of them, each one adds plus 2. They're also going to be 4, so...
Oh, they turn into, like, one big guy.
Little hands. Little hands.
What's your CMD?
6.
6?
Oh, plus 10. Sorry.
Yes. So 16.
16.
Okay, so this is going to be 3+.
Talk to me.
They try to grab you. One of them tries to grab you and actually cuts himself in your armor a little bit and just starts to cry, and all the kobold's like, ow! They roll in that one. They're like, ah! Bleeding bad.
Did the one with the ring in its nose attack me?
Hmm? No, it was the other group. Not that, because you roll in that one, they're not. He's not attacking you specifically.
Okay, but are they one of the three?
Hmm? No, one of the three. Ring. The three is fighting him, this group.
Fuck. Okay, cool.
All right, so they're like, yeah, because they rolled that
one. So they just botched their attack.
They just botched their attack completely. So it's like, yeah!
Fair enough.
Okay.
Okay,
and now it is... Oh, wait, you rolled a 17?
Yes.
And you rolled a...
14.
14, so you go next.
Okay. So they're attacking him? Or
and,
they're...
And three are... You can see three are getting ready to attack you.
Okay, well, I was standing in front of Jim.
Yes.
Yeah, what's our... Can we map it?
Oh, right.
Does it matter?
There we go.
Marching order...
Ready,
home. Oh, so they kind of did a surrounding?
Yep.
Okay. Right there.
How did they pull that off? I guess the others were kind of...
They're very weak.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Well, we might as well zoom in, right?
Yep.
Oh. I'm red.
Yes.
Okay. So we're back to back then?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my shield, my longsword drawn. Mm-hmm. But you're going.
Yep, I'm going. Right. So I'm going to flurry of blows. These bastards. And let me look up how that works, because it didn't really specify. Flurry of blows, it sounds kind of dirty. you make an additional attack using any combination of unarmed strikes or attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
So I'm going to hit him twice. Okay. My first attack is going to be decent, my second attack... Doesn't have as good of a bonus thing, but that's okay.
Okay, do it.
My first attack is a bunch, right?
Yep.
Base attack bonus. Okay. So, flurry attack. Yep, number one. 11 plus 4. 15.
Hits him exactly.
Okay.
Damage?
A d8 plus 2. 8.
Kill one.
All right. If it's the one I was aiming at is dead, does the flurry of blows continue to the next guy, or...
Is there a rule for... I don't think so.
No, I don't think it does. No. I think I just killed one. Okay.
So, you basically put your hand through one,
mm-hmm.
take it out, and goes, ah!
Okay.
All right, that's your rule.
I killed a kobold.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I never picked a spell. That's okay. No big deal, though.
Go.
All right, I'm going to... which one cut itself on me? Like, which one really botched himself?
One right in front of me.
Perfect. I'm gonna...
Now?
Yeah. I'm just gonna swing my... I'm gonna do a simultaneous action with my shield and my sword.
Okay.
I'm just gonna try to nail him real hard in the head with the corner of the... With the shield. And then with the long sword, I'm gonna swing it the other direction.
Minus... Well, which one is going to be the offhand? Actually, I would assume...
The shield is the offhand.
Okay, so that'd be minus 10. So first with the sword.
You attack one. Which is minus 6.
Hmm?
Which is minus 6.
Yes, minus 6 and minus 10, right?
Yep, minus 6 for the
minus
first 6,
shot. Yeah.
I'm sorry, so refresh me on attacking here.
Okay.
I roll a what for it? Not the damage roll, do I?
No, not the damage roll. It'd be attack roll, which would be... Whatever your bonus is for the weapon.
Shield bash attack. You can bash an opponent with a light shield using it as an offhanded weapon. See shield lights for the damage. For the purposes of penalties on attack rolls, treat a light shield as a light weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. So this is the sword.
Yes.
15.
Nice.
Hits it directly. Nice. How much damage?
I got to roll for that.
Yes. Yeah.
So how much damage? 1d6.
1d6.
Six.
You kill one. And now the shield.
Through the skull, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Shield, this is minus 10.
Minus 10.
But I get a bonus on it? How do we determine that plus 6 bonus?
Plus 6?
Oh, because it's base attack plus strength?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, pretty much. So you'd be minus 4 instead.
Got it.
To whatever roll you make. So...
19. So, minus 4.
So minus 4 is
14.
15.
You hit it? So I guess it's...
How much damage does it...
Let's say 1...
Do you want to apply the same as for my spiked gauntlet?
How much is the spiked gauntlet?
One D3.
One D3 is 5.
Sweet. So roll a d6 and have it.
Yep.
Roll a d6.
Oh.
Six out of these things.
Oh, and just have it?
Just have it.
Yeah.
So one, a one and two, a three and a four, and a five and a six?
Yeah, exactly. Two.
Two.
Plus your strength bonus, if you have one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's your strength bonus?
Two.
So four.
You smash another one.
Oh, shit. I add that at the end? The strength bonus goes on the end? Oh, cool. Because it's a bludgeoning weapon or something?
Just because you're strong and you hit things harder than most people.
Got it.
Alright.
I got both of them?
You got both of them.
Well, the goal was to cut through them to the middle one.
They're kobolds, so, yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay.
The only downside is that for the rest of this turn,
you
cannot use your shield's armor class for your defense.
That's fine.
Yes.
Because you've just That's opened fine. Yourself up.
I'm in plate.
Yeah, right. This is kind of unfair. You're really taking out your anger at those 5-year-olds on these kobolds. You just seen the little 10-year-olds and killed the like stab.
Fair enough.
All right.
I did get a little angry back there. Unbecoming of my faith.
Right. Next round.
Next round is actually the three. Well, two now attacking you.
Okay.
I'm going to say that the one with the ring looks at two of his buddies getting killed. His buddy has harm arms through his body. He's like, I'm getting the fuck out! And runs the fuck away.
Nice.
He's going to try to run away, and the other one's standing there like, where are you going? We can do this! We've got this!
All right.
We can do it.
Okay. So that one... So he's going to try to attack you. What's your armor class?
Me?
Yes.
19.
Okay, and where's my Cthulhu D20? I had it on me 5 seconds ago. Here it is.
Is that all Dex modifier?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's all it's all Dex and stuff.
Yes, I can speak this language. Let's see here. Attack with this. Yeah.
Droxo.
We will make him. Ow! He tries to stab you, but you just dodge out of the way, I assume.
He was right here! He was right here!
This is awkward. For all of us, really.
I myself want to apologize for all my friends. No one's a little bit like this. We're not a little bit. Or this room. The whole time we're talking about something else.
Alright. Next up, top of the round.
Oh, man.
Alright,
top of the round. Top of the round, that would be your guys.
Yep, they're... The one guy left stares at you. He's going to try to run away, but that provokes an attack of opportunity. So you're going to get to do a roll a basic melee attack with your sword.
Yeah.
So roll it.
Alright, so just to confirm, now I don't have any negatives on me.
Yes.
But basically when I attack, I roll a d20 plus what to hit?
You'd be your base attack bonus plus your strength bonus. And then...
Just to hit?
Just to hit.
Not even to... Really?
Not damage specifically.
Okay, so my base attack bonus is 4, and then I also get... Strangely, I also get my strength attack, so I get a plus 6 on my attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. 21.
You hit him. Damage, please.
2 plus 2, 4.
You stab it in the back.
Oh, that's not very becoming of my faith.
Take that, you little fucking twerp! You're go next. Actually, who went to 70? You had a 70, right?
Yes.
The one little guy who tried to stab you. Just staring at you.
He has nothing to worry about, because my character is a blur of motion as I tackle his friend who has the ring.
Okay, I need you to give me an agility roll.
Okay. Cool, this is kind of a monk's jam.
It's kind of what they do. So actually, yeah, just give me a combat maneuver bonus.
Okay.
CMB, and I'll do a roll of CMD.
Okay.
And see where the two shall meet.
So 9 plus 8, so it's a 17.
17, and he's going to roll a 23. Okay. The guy's quick. He's right into the bushes, running away in a straight line.
Well, here's the question.
Yes.
Kobolds? Do kobolds move more than 30 feet per round?
They move exactly 30 feet.
So do I. Okay. All right, so it's a dead heat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to chase him into the bushes.
Okay. You see him running to the bushes after they got one with the ring. You see one just staring there off into the distance, wondering what the hell's going on.
I'm going to punch him in the face.
I'm going to say you punch him in the face.
Great. Well, I have a spiked gauntlet, so it doesn't work.
How much damage does your spiked gauntlet do?
1d3.
Roll it, just in case. Let's see.
4. Oh, wait, sorry. 1 plus 2, so 3.
He's bleeding heavily, but he's not dead.
Great. I'm going to swing him over my... He's little, right?
Yes.
I'm going to put him on my shoulder.
Okay.
And then I'm going to just run after him with the sound of you running.
Okay. So, in the front, you hear a kobold with his arm in the air. Behind him, a silent shout going... And about right behind me, a clanking mess going like, God damn it, get back here!
I've got your little brother, you fucking twerp!
Alright.
Of course, it doesn't look like you anymore. A little more flat-faced. I want my ring back! Please!
Is it too late to talk it over?
I'll trade! I have these beads.
I will trade you a mountain of pain for that ring on your nose.
So we're running through the jungle.
You're running through the jungle.
What does this remind me of?
Romance and stone.
Alright, so what's going on? We're chasing these little monkeys.
Just a second, let me get to the creature.
Oh.
Nice.
I mean...
He might just be looking at more kobolds. You don't know.
Yeah, it's kobolds, yes.
Different flavors of kobolds. What are you going to do?
Let's go.
Off in the distance, you hear... And you hear...
What is that sound? What does that sound like? Oh, yes, of course. The dreaded...
Actually, do
from
have
the castle's...
His friend... It's his friend. He's choking on a lozenge. Okay. Surely that's what's going on.
In front of you, your since you're chasing Ralph, you hear he's like like they're explaining. He's explaining something.
I slow down.
Right in front of you, you see a strange reptilian creature, like twice as big as the kobold was.
Over 4 feet high!
looking at you. And behind him are several other kobolds. This is obviously their leader. Although you're not... Actually, give me a knowledge... Do you have knowledge of nature? Or...
Nope. You'd think I would, but I don't.
Would your character have gone into caves and stuff like that? Like chasing after monsters for the order and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I'll tell you what recognizes this. This is a troglodyte.
A troglodyte?
Yes.
So I do see it as well.
Yes, you see it as well.
And I,
it's like a dull green, like, humanoid lizard.
It ate the kobold with the ring on its nose?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Like, it ate his head, specifically.
Well, and which means it ate the ring.
Yes.
Oh, my property!
You see the troglodyte in front of you.
What do I know about troglodytes?
They're bestial, somewhat intelligent. They can speak, although they prefer not to speak, because for whatever reason they think humanity is below them, even though they're fairly weak. Mm-hmm. But there's a troglodyte, and then there's several kobolds you assume it had a strong arm into becoming a leadership.
How many several?
Okay. I'm going to say, let's see. It's the creature plus four more kobolds.
Okay. Well, this just gets better and better, doesn't it? Listen, lizard man. He just ate his own, didn't he?
Yep, afraid so.
Well, here's dessert. I throw the kobold that I have directly at the lizard.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, just do a bum rush charge. Shield up, longsword out.
Going I'll let you fly, but you need to roll your CMD for me, please.
That's a
just roll the CMD?
Roll
CMB.
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 That's a, what's that, combat
maneuver
bonus, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 6, so...
Mm-hmm.
What is it? I'm rolling a d20?
Mm-hmm.
Plus 6?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Got it. Sorry, a little slow.
Okay.
24.
Nice. Well, he rolled a 24 as well. I think Defender wins that round, though. He sees you coming and just knees you out of the way.
He need me?
He need you.
What happened with the kobold that I threw?
Hmm? It's often drilling into the jungle. Fuck. So, like, I guess you bum rush, so you're in the front. And you're... Would you be behind him then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's where we're at.
Okay. Important to note. One, flurry of blows, it's just an extra attack, so... It's just like two weapon fighting. So like Jim did with against two people.
Without negatives.
I can do the two people thing as well.
Sweet.
Second, if somebody like who doesn't have hand-to-hand fighting tries to punch somebody, it invokes a attack of opportunity.
Okay. Okay. All right, so let's roll initiative.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
12.
21.
Hit fucking nails! Switch you into groups.
My character shoots up Harrow. Complains about the geopolitical scenario in Viet Cong.
You go first.
Alright. So, this is the troglodyte. Mm-hmm. He's surrounded.
Mm-hmm. All right. Those browns are the kobolds. Troglodyte's in the middle. He's in the front. You're right there.
Okay. I'm going to move to Jim's side, and then...
Oh, I'm still hoping you jump right on top of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The classic, like, football rush where...
Yep.
You know, they try to get in the end zone by jumping over the old guys?
Oh, yeah. That's actually not a bad... No, I can't do that. I'm just going to move to the side and attack... I'm going to... Yeah, I'm going to grapple the troglodyte.
You're going to grapple him?
I'm going to grapple him.
All right.
Move to the side and grapple him.
Okay. Roll your...
Don't worry, I'll lead block. It's cool.
CMB.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 20.
He rolled not a 20. You grapple him.
Sweet.
So now you have a grapple next time, next round, then you get to do
dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. You rolled a 15, right? Or was that the other? Wait, did you... Oh, you rolled a 12.
12.
I rolled a 12. Oh, that was a troglodyte. Troglodyte is going to try to escape. So roll your CMD again. He's going to roll a CMD.
20.
Yep, he's not out of it. All right, okay. Then. Your go.
I'm right on top of him, right? But they just... He's
grappled
he
with
me.
Yeah.
He's grappled? I want to see you grappling him.
He can't defend himself. And you can get an attack of opportunity on him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going right for the neck. Like, just like a complete decapitation.
You rolled it.
Alright.
Because I'm going to reach right in there and get my ring out.
Mm-hmm.
D20 plus motherfucking CMB.
14.
14, and his AC is 15. So,
contact.
But he is grappled. So I'm not sure what bonus that would give him. Because that gives you a plus 5 circumstance bonus. Okay. I'm not sure what bonus it gives him, since you're also in the scrum.
Oh,
as well.
When you're... I think that means that attacks against him are flat-footed.
Because
he can't...
Okay, then his flat-footed bonus is 15 as well. So yeah, it still doesn't hit him.
Okay. It didn't hit him?
Didn't hit him. Because his flat-footed bonus is at 15.
Wow, this guy's wily.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. He does not like getting hit
killed
a lot. Okay, the kobolds, seeing that their boss is distracted, and you're getting the sense feeling like they wouldn't mind so much if the troglodyte that died, all of them start to aim at you. So two of them are going to try to attack you. Was there kit plus one? So first group, 10, hits your AC?
Okay, nope.
Okay, second guy, 19 will probably hit your AC, though.
That is a defender wins.
Okay, so one sec.
So, just like that guy got out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
We're basically just, like, dancing around. grappling, like, two professional wrestlers. And
Alright, so it's 1d6 minus 1 for their spear. 5.
He rolled a 19, right?
Yes.
I have a 19. Defender.
I thought you were 17.
No,
Devin. Oh, never mind that. Sorry.
I said 19.
Alright, cool.
Okay.
Alright, so And then, well, the other group also attacks, and they're also going to try to attack you as well, since you're
flailing around.
Flailing around. Right, they're going to try to attack you.
Good times.
Yep. 19, that I'm assuming does not hit. Nope. And then another group. Nope. Kobolds aren't doing anything. All right, top of the round. 21.
Kong.
Go.
I'm going to try to harm him.
Harm him.
Now, that's an unarmed strike, and you get a plus 5 circumstance bonus.
That is correct.
All right. So I'm going to defend the CMD, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me check that real quick. Improved grapple. I receive a plus 2 on this grapple. 13. Plus 4. Sorry, plus 6, so that's a 19.
That definitely hits.
Okay, so I do d8 plus 2. 9.
9 damage?
Yep.
You cause. Yeah, you cause some damage on the guy.
Nice.
Okay. Next. Actually, no, him. He's going to try to get out.
Okay.
What was his...
What did you do to him?
Grapple him.
I grappled him, and then I basically cracked his arm.
Got it.
Alright, so... 18.
Let's try to be descriptive.
Alright.
Folks.
15 plus 4, so 19.
Yeah, he's still in the grapple.
He tries to wrestle away from me, like slaps my hands, but I put him back down on his shoulder, and then he reaches his arms through. Mm-hmm. His other arm contorts in a strange reptilian fashion, and I bite it.
But you're all over him.
Yep.
It's going to make it hard for me.
Okay. Yep. There's some serious Greco-Roman exercises going on.
You look like you got him kind of in your grasp.
Give me a sense of motive real quick. Difficulty 12.
Plus 6 to wisdom.
The troglodyte seems to be enjoying this too much.
You notice his what was the word I'm looking for?
His plumage is out?
His plumage is out.
7.
No? Okay, yeah. You don't notice anything.
Okay. What's going on with the little guys?
The kobolds?
They're still attacking. You specifically.
How many do I got on me?
I'm going to say 4 because he knows that he's busy with the chocolate high guy.
Okay. Fuck. I'm gonna try for that same maneuver again. Because it worked the first time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when you're getting your at-bats and you're like, oh, mm-hmm. Swing works. You're low and away. Got my home run. Going for it again. Figure out my bonuses add to my modifier. So the first one is negative
6.
Right, but plus the bonus, so it's just an even Steven, right? Mm-hmm. The other one was negative 4, right?
Yes.
All right. I'm going right for the fucking neck. I'm going to decapitate this mother... Okay. 9.
That's
9
for our line.
Not so much. So there's one on the other hit.
That is an 11.
Doesn't hit.
Shit.
Bastards.
Mm-hmm. They have to be for survival.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to. Yeah, no, that's right.
Okay. Okay, and then, well, that's the end of that. Okay, they're gonna try to attack you. Don't know why, you're freaking armor. Nope.
Either of us can kill each other.
All right, top of the round.
Okay.
Top of the round to you.
All right, I harm him again.
And again and again.
And again.
From all angles.
5. Oh, dear. Plus 6, so that's 11. Mm. He can try to break the grapple now if he wishes.
He does.
Yes, he does.
Did you get him?
No, he broke free of the grapple.
He's going to try to hurt you a lot now. Let's see what he's got on it.
You're solid.
He's gonna try to hit you with his club. 4. Plus 2. 13. I'm assuming he does not hit.
Nope.
Yeah. Alright. Now, your go.
Alright, I'm going to be a little bit more conservative in my attack now. I'm going to focus in on one of them, and I'm just going to
I'm going to make an attempt to impale him straight through on my longsword.
Which is a kobold or the troglodyte? Because he just, the troglodyte just escaped.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand. No, explain what happened exactly.
He broke my grapple. He threw my hands off of him, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, well, okay, so as I missed, I swung around, saw him on go, and I'm just going to slash the sword, try to cut him right through.
Go ahead.
20 plus 6, 26.
Net 20. That's, I'm going to say double. That with him, that just kills him.
Okay. So I slice him right in half.
You strike him right in half.
So he breaks.
Look for the ring! Look for the ring! Look for the ring! Don't let it drop! Don't let it drop! He goes up into the air.
Is it bone or is it blood? Is it ring?
Yeah. Actually, give me a... Roll me a... Both of you roll me...
I can't... I mean, like, I'm not going to catch that.
18.
Plus
3. So, 25.
What am I rolling?
Dexterity?
Dexterity will start for me.
That's... I'm just rolling my dex?
Roll your dex.
16.
Nice.
Seriously?
You rolled an 18. Plus 2 is 20.
Oh, I still got higher.
What'd you get?
21.
Oh, okay, then.
You see a
cowboy...
jumps into the air, eclipses the sun.
It's only worth 2,000 gold pieces. This thing isn't the fucking holy grail.
Like, the little kobold's like reaching up into the sun. Just, you can see the glimmer of the ring almost in his palm, and then a massive wall, at least for a kobold hand, comes out and smacks his face down like Kobe Bryant blocking a shot. Just swats him to the ground and catches the ring with the other hand.
And at that point, the kobold start running away.
So the ring just came flying out.
I open up my hand to hand you the ring.
The kobolds ran?
Yeah, they ran.
And there's blood everywhere, isn't there?
There's blood everywhere.
I hand you the ring. Two blood-soaked hands, like bare hands.
All this loss of life for one little piece of metal.
Well, very good.
As you look around the camp, you notice two things. Number one, you notice Sani. Very much dead. Pardon him, Eden, on a friend of the corner. All your supplies are all around him.
Oh, Sina?
Yeah, the attack was... You assume from the body that attack was fairly recent.
Wait.
Sina, your guide.
Sina, your guide?
Yeah.
Who rolled it?
He's quite dead. Obviously. Now that you can pay attention because everything, all the creatures around him are, well, dead. You also notice that...
Forrestal.
You, personally, are feeling a little sick.
I'm feeling sick?
You're feeling sick, like something. And you look down, you notice it's coming from the bag that the troglodyte was carrying.
Which troglodyte?
The big thing that you couldn't have to get the ring.
Okay, I'm gonna. Can I use my? It's just the bag.
Something in the bag is making me feel sick.
I'm gonna take my longsword and just sort of open the bag, but keeping my distance.
Okay, you open the bag. Something plops out, and you feel that wave gets even stronger. I'm gonna say you need to both. It's sort of your detect evil ability. You have as a paladin?
Yeah, I do have detect evil.
Don't worry about casting, but you can sense the evil coming from this thing.
Jeez, really? What is it? It's just a blonde?
It's like this weird wooden statue of a man screaming out in pain.
Oh, it's an evil totem. Jesus.
You kind of recognize it, but you can't be sure from where.
I have knowledge religion. I'm going to try to just see if it's something I recognize in religious totem. Not that I've seen before.
No, this is very specific. I'm going to say a 15.
Okay.
Nope.
I got a 19.
That'll work. You remember reading some of the books. Some of your books. And you're pretty sure that during one of your people's crusades back in the day, you know, when your people still did good and proper crusades.
Those were the days.
Yeah. That you remember that there was a quest against an evil god. Well, the name of the god is lost to you, but this feels familiar.
I recognize that idol. I don't know from where. It's ancient. It's very ancient, and it's very evil. And now I shall smite it. If I'm going to attempt to smite evil, I don't know if that's... I don't know if that actually... Can I, like, is it possible to do that with an object? To
It's just an object. You can destroy it.
I don't want to destroy the object. I just want to remove the evil from it. Is that possible?
Well, that's more for creatures. The evil itself is engraved within the creature.
Interesting.
Within the wood, very wood of the object.
So I can't, like...
It's not like a banishment spell.
Reverse the polarity of
it. You can't reverse the polarity. Yeah. But, like, this thing was saturated. You have no idea where it came from. Because, you know, Troglodyte's dead.
I look around for a fire. Shouldn't we just burn it?
It concerns me. Yes. You would know that the thing came from somewhere.
Especially, do I know where, though?
You wouldn't know off the top of your head. You don't know the area.
But, okay. If it comes from something from my lore, then is it from where I'm from more so than it is from this region? Or do I know from it...
What you do know, like, the remnants of that false god fled across the seas.
Okay. So this was... Jeez. Every bone in my body says we must destroy this item. But I don't think we can. Not yet. This relic is but just a chip off a much larger block.
Alright. Do you not want to go back to the town? To the city now? What are you saying?
What I'm saying is, as my people, many, many generations ago, who worshipped Eumude, the Inheritor, they fought to rid the land of things like this, and to find it here, from these petty thieves, it concerns me.
Maybe they stole it. Stole it from someone else.
But from where?
There are many places hidden in the forest.
I have dedicated my life to rooting out evil and corruption. This is just the tip of an iceberg. I can tell.
What's an iceberg?
It's a big block of ice that floats in the water.
Oh, all right.
They call it an iceberg.
Interesting. I've never really been on a boat.
You don't get around much, do you?
Not really.
We can destroy it. That's really giving me the willies, though. Have any more of that soup?
No, this is what you did last time we fed it to you. There might be food here. There might be meat.
I want to search the corpses, the bags, anything, just the entire area. Mm-hmm. Just trying to find anything other than...
The same.
Stone idol or whatever. What's it made out of?
Wood.
It's made out of wood.
Yes.
It's a wooden idol.
Wooden idol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is strange, because you remember whenever they made their arrows, they were supposed to be made of stone.
Mm-hmm. Don't like it. I'm going to search the area. Do I need to roll?
Give me...
Perception.
Give me perception check. Difficulty 12.
Got it.
Perception is...
It's a skill.
Mm-hmm.
It's right. Skill plus wisdom.
Right. Thanks.
Or plus wisdom bonus.
Mm-hmm. Where the fuck is it?
It's right there. Not poison.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Plus the wisdom bonus. Okay. 9.
9? You don't notice
anything. 9, 9, Fraline.
You know, you find all your items beyond that. You know, first off, you know something that really smells good smoking on the fire.
The Horn of Shadow. I totally forgot I had that.
And what is this ring?
I forgot what this ring does.
+1.
Plus one of what?
To your natural armor.
Armor, yes. Ring of...
+1 armor.
It's got to have a better name than that.
Divine Protection.
Ring of Awesomeness.
Yes.
That's much better.
And it's +1 to... So my AC is now 22?
Yes.
Damn.
Sweet. Yep.
You are what they call a beast.
That's a miscellaneous modifier?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You notice right away, first off, something's on the spit, some type of meat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also notice that Sunny is missing a leg. You have a feeling you know where that meat came from.
That's really gross.
Yeah.
We should not eat the meat here.
It's too bad we didn't get any of them alive.
Why?
I have questions I want answered.
Some of them ran away.
Let's track them.
Yeah, you guys have survived.
That's a negative for me.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of... Bo looks around, confused at all of the brush. Perhaps I spoke too hastily. Maybe we wait until they
come back, or maybe we bring it to the city. Why don't we find an appraiser? He can tell us more about it. Or she.
All right. I agree. My experience in this part of the world is clearly lacking. But you carry the item.
Fine.
If I carried it, then...
You might be elegant.
I don't know if I could...
Many things in this, my native land might make you sick.
I'm not used to the elevation, right?
Oh, that's fair, that's fair. The air is very weird here for people across the sea, I assume.
Shall we?
We shall.
All right, so I guess the decision is to continue on, now that I have my items, to the town, find out what the fuck is going on with this mysterious wooden relic. Mm-hmm. The one good thing about being like a religious zealot is you can come up for any reason to do something.
All right, so we press on.
Okay.
After raiding the camp of anything useful.
Does this normally happen to you?
This
sort of thing?
Sometimes we are... sometimes I guide people to and from the monastery. And sometimes we are waylaid by...
Wild packs of little mini dog creatures?
Well, yes. I mean, it is Mingguani. It's how things go when you're outside of the city.
I'm not so sure I like this place.
Well, you should wait until you're inside the city. It might seem more hospitable out here.
I should hope so. So we ride, or we walk.
You make the clopping sound.
And you find no more trouble along the way. Or at least nothing that you couldn't handle by yourself.
Excellent.
And you eventually get to port. Now, the port city itself, for...
What do we call this place? Tyrion?
Tyrion.
Yes.
Tyrion.
Yes. Tyrion is better than Tyrion. Yes. His character from Game of Thrones.
So Tyrion is essentially, for lack of a better term, sort of a pirate bay, where a bunch of illicit goods and a lot of items, rich items from the... Money Express are collected.
So many Lady Gaga songs are free! Free!
And basically full of merchants trying to sell their wares. Just like that. It's a big bustling dock city, essentially. Beautiful smell of fish and filth and all that stuff.
So it's sea shanties.
Not really a slave town, surprisingly.
Good.
Just run bull rushing to the whole city.
Okay.
Just making sure.
Okay. No slaves. People don't have time.
I am
slave run.
Lawful good. Okay.
They're called indentured service.
Well, I suppose the most logical place to go would be that but no, I'm sure we can find someone who a church. A synagogue. Cathedral. Anything like that in this town?
Well, it's probably best if we don't go to the tavern. I've never really been to one. So I wouldn't even know what the first thing to do there is.
Ah, perfect. I'm sure they have some good, fine, elvish ale.
I am forbidden of... That's us at the tavern sitting down in the bar. Wait, why are we here?
Just shut up and drink.
But I don't... Should be so kind.
Okay. Of course.
Okay. You see the bartender. Actually, where were you, seeing? For the bar or around the table? Or?
Is there a bar?
Of course there's a bar. It's a tavern.
Well, you know, sometimes you can't sit at those. I don't know. Yeah. I think we're sitting up at the tavern.
Okay.
At the bar.
Okay. See the guy named Bar. Big, like really big. You almost swear he has a bit of ogre in him.
But it's B-A umlauf. R-R.
Yes. Big guy. Huge guy. Just standing like, oh.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Two Elvish Ales, if you have it.
Elvish Ales? You think we have that piss drink here?
Or tea's fine.
Get out of my bar.
Give us the finest drinks you have. We'll pay. We're good for it.
Good. He takes a mug, places it down. He takes another mug, places it down in front of you, Bo. He looks at it, finds it a little dirty, gets a rag, puts it down. He gets a bottle of some strange substance that's really kind of thick, pours in a little bit, gets another thing that's a little bit lighter, pours it in, and just starts shakes the mugs around and just places it in front of you.
Are we supposed to?
This thing will get you really good.
Cheers to your health. Will you have him with us?
Ha! Great!
It's on me.
You are my favorite friend.
Cheers.
Drink.
Do I sense a bit of ogre in you? Can I do a little, knowledge?
Not even your knowledge, but this one is. Also, both of you give me constitution rolls first, though.
Constitution rolls?
Oh, boy.
Last time I
this
to
is
that.
A strong drink. Difficulty. Oh. Difficult, he's simple enough. Difficulty 10. It's not going to be too bad, so don't fuck up.
D20.
Right, where's my D20? I was liking that D20. That was a good one. You get a plus 2 on there. Mm-hmm. 5. Come on. That's stupid.
7. Wait, what's your roll?
I rolled a 3. But wait, I should have more. I just get a plus 2 on that?
Yeah.
Yep.
But I have a constitution. Actually,
no, it would be 42 save. Excuse me.
Oh, fortitude save. That makes more sense.
Yeah, okay. So that would be a fortitude save, not just a straight...
So what's your fortitude bonus?
Oh, okay. I get 8 on top of that, so that's good.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
11.
Oh, is it good?
The fortitude.
Yeah. Oh, you're both fine. It almost hits you for a second, but you're able to hide it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That has the hint of the ogre distilleries of my youth.
Yeah. About my great-granny. Now, she had a thing for the ogres back in the day. She loved them.
Yes, they are quite persuasive when it comes to courting, I hear.
What are we talking about?
And they're good at the sex, too.
Oh.
Yes.
This is what my granddaughter said. She wrote it in a book. The Guide to Orc Relations. She was a scholar, that one.
Ah, well, good. A scholar, a gentleman and a scholar. Cheers, here's to your health.
She was a woman. That's why I said my aunt. What do you mean, gentleman?
You're a gentleman.
You're a gentleman and a scholar.
No,
why are we here?
Trust me. I suggest we do a shot.
Oh, shot!
Do you have a fine drink somewhere in this house? Perhaps something.
As long as
really put hair on our chests.
As long as you pay for it.
Of course. Wait, hold on. Before we get to, how much do these drinks cost?
Okay. The character. It's not too bad. Like, it's fairly cheap, actually.
Okay.
And he's actually taking out the drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Bourbon?
It's actually pronounced, Yorbron. Yorbron. It's the pronunciation is different in here.
We just call it Get You Drunk.
Yeah, in Mungwami Expanse, your B's are usually pronounced as a U sound. At least traditionally. Maybe not in this
place. Is he with you?
I'm drinking with him, aren't I?
Just a drop.
Right, so...
Constitutional 16, please.
To Glyvon, the silent star. May she guide us in... may he guide us in all of our quests.
That we don't die shitting ourselves.
That's an amendment.
And to the inheritor. May she guide us through the darkness... to the light, to find all the answers to the world's problems.
She sounds like my type of woman.
Shoot me now!
Wow, okay. This is fun.
Roll 16, please.
My insides are on fire!
Oh, God. we're adding our fortitude on that?
Fortitude, yes.
19.
You're good.
Wait, I think I... this reminds me of a story. Oh, wait, I forgot it. Hold on, wait.
Before you tell the story...
Oh, it's a good one.
I'm sure it's excellent, but I have a question for you.
Yes.
Has that something...
My friend! If we... Bird? Perhaps wanted to find a learned man in this town.
Oh, it's a
good one. Who perhaps has knowledge pertaining to particular rare items of antiquity.
Oh, you what? One of those,
Archaeologists.
We have a few of those studying the Mangwadi area of area.
Do they ever come in here into the town?
They try. They're not much for the drinks.
Not big drinkers.
These learned men, they don't know how to have a good stiff drink like you. And he looks down at you, at your friend.
It involved a dice game. is the story.
He had a very, very difficult evening last night.
Ah.
Yes.
I did. I was doing the temple
drinking challenges. Temple challenges, a drinking game they do up at the monastery.
You're from the monastery.
Well, they brew up there.
I heard you. All you do is just meditate all day.
No! I'm telling you, my friend, I was there myself, and they have a raucous good time.
We look, think about the one leaf generally, but then we expand.
Is that the name of your brew? I would like some
one leaf.
I shall have a cask sent to this tavern.
You are my favorite friend now.
Excellent. I don't know if I have to roll diplomacy at this point.
No, you're both good and have quite a few. You're good.
All right, good.
Now, your friend doesn't look too good, actually.
That's probably right. Here, give me the rest of that. Yes. So, yeah. If you could tell us where we could find these said archaeologists, I would be in much gratitude to you.
Yes, yes, just down the path a little bit. They're right there. There shouldn't be a problem.
Right. Fair enough.
And you might need this and gives you hand you a bucket. You might want to hand it to him in about 5, 4, 3.
Are they small?
Two,
because we're very.
One!
Okay. Jolly good.
Right.
Well, we'll be seeing you, my ogre friend, and. Please, do me a favor.
Yes.
This gold piece is for you.
Aha!
A tip for the owner, and we'll be sending you a cask. If for any chance you happen to see us again, and we happen to be either running or perhaps surrounded, do us a favor and give us a helping hand, will you?
There's a tooth under this table!
No, it's from the bar fight last week. Is it red and stingy?
Yes.
Oh, that's Steve. Could you hand that back to me, please? He needs it back. And thank you kindly. Oh, They didn't pierce you by any chance, did it?
You mean the kobolds?
No, the tooth. Did it,
Bo, we're leaving now.
Did the teeth pierce you?
No. What? They didn't bite at all.
Let's go.
We are valiant.
If the teeth pierced you, you may want to have your friend checked out. He had a lot of gangrene in his teeth.
Oh, right. Did it pierce you?
I'm not afraid of green. Plants are green.
Give me that tooth.
Thank you, guys.